We're doing the Netivot Shel Haman Tshuva. We had been learning the piece on the backdrop, the scenery that is supportive to transgression. The Netivot Shel Haman had focused on the verse, Yazov Rashat Darko, that a person has to switch his path, he has to pick a new path in building his Tshuva. And he said that means you have to look at what's the background that's supportive to our transgressions. And the first background, he said, is that man is created with two opposing desires. One is for life and productivity, and the other is for the desire to be destructive. And he described how part of the tshuva process is that one has to connect to that desire for life and productivity. The second backdrop he had discussed is the idea of one's midot, that the Rambam describes tshuva as fixing one's traits. From there, we grow into a general tshuva as we become better people. And the third thing which we discussed was the tzimtzum. When a person focuses on his desires, then his vision gets very narrow. He becomes very focused on the fantasies, the desires he has. And the Torah gives a person an expansive view, a broad horizon where one can see a broader world. And when one wants to grow in one's tshuva, one has to take a broader approach to life. When you don't look as narrowly at one's desires, which limit one's vision, where one becomes like an animal, all he thinks about is what he really wants. That's the third tool he gave us to broaden our view of life, and then things get perspective. And once things have perspective, then tshuva is a more natural process. Now we're up to the fourth point. וכמו שראשית התשובה לתקן את הרקע לחטא, את הרקע לחטא, just as we said that generally תשובה begins with fixing the background for transgression, כן יש רקע כללי למשמעות עניין התשובה, there's also a background for תשובה, שמקורה התעוררות צמאון של ניצוץ הקדוש, חלק אלוק הממל שבנשמת האדם הצמא לשורשו ולמקורו. The root of that תשובה is a yearning from within for that spark of holiness, that spark that's within one's soul, where the soul yearns for connection to its roots, for connection to that holiness which it feels it has potential to connect to. Uvitlakech hanitzotz, and as that spark bursts into a flame, yitgaber hatzimaon lelokuto yitbarach, so that yearning develops, it strengthens. And as that yearning strengthens, one becomes on fire, so to speak, with the desire to do tshuva. And that is that upper strength that's hidden, that's that fortitude that's deep within a Jewish soul, that as far as a Jew goes, nonetheless within there is some kind of yearning, his soul still yearns, and he still has a conscience. Somewhere deep down inside there's a voice that says, you gotta go back. And the more a person has a sense of Yiddishkeit, the more he feels Jewish, the more within him that yearning arouses, that he runs through life and he cannot find rest. He constantly feels like he has to get back to something. But the person can depress that yearning within him. If a person actually blemishes himself enough, so then mitpatel mimenu haregesh hayudi, then God forbid he could actually lose that Jewish sensitivity. Uchidita ala pasuk, as the verse says, zman tzvot ahovat atzmea, ki nefesh hagoy tamid bemetzav shel rava, af hatovim biyoter enem tzimaon, av nefesho shel yehudi tamid bemetzav shel tzimaon, hagadol lefi gadlo vehakatan lefi ktano, kol ma shehanshama gdola yoter yitgaber hatzimaon yoter. The Netivot Shalom says, part of being Jewish is that we always have a yearning. The greater a person is, the greater his yearning is. Hatzimaon hazeh hu harekah le'inyan hatshuva. That yearning is the background for tshuva. Liot mosif olech ve'or. That allows us to add light. It's interesting, his analogy. I wrote a piece on Parashat Ki Tetze, a preparatory piece for the month of Elul. And I didn't end up publishing it, so I just reviewed it for myself. And I saw today, as I reviewed it, what I wrote there is that we have to keep reminding ourselves when we enter the month of Elul that we are all embers. We are all coals that have the potential to burst into a flame. And all it takes is a little bit of fanning and we burst into flames. The whole year we go and we do minor things that distance us. It's like in a marriage. First you forget to say thank you, then you forget to say please. There are little things that fall by the wayside, and then you have a broader picture, which is a nasty relationship. The same is true with one's relationship to Hashem. First he forgoes kavanah and tefillah here, then he forgoes a benching there, then he forgets, and slowly his whole relationship starts deteriorating. Comes the month of Elul, and we're reminded, hey, we are all embers. Now we have to flame those embers into flames, you know, we have to fan those embers. And we all have that potential to rejuvenate the spirit. And it goes with small things. A person tells himself, I will have kavanah when I say Shema. I will choose one blessing in Shemona Esrei where I'll have kavanah. I'll take 5 minutes a day where I won't say Lashon Hara. Be careful to only speak positive. We start with small incremental steps and we can develop a beautiful relationship. So he's using the same allegory. Maybe once upon a time I read this and that's what I had in my head. V'tzimon hazem v'tel kochot hara shem yetzarer shebenef she'adam. And so long as one has that yearning for connection, so that will overcome the tendency of man to be destructive. You remember we said one of the causes for transgression is that tendency to be destructive. Why are we uptight? Why do we do things that are destructive? We know they're not good for us. It's not good for us to be upset. Yet we have it within us. We have that potential, as we discussed, to be destructive. Destructive externally, destructive internally. When one develops that yearning to connect to Hashem, that overcomes the destructive nature that lies in potential within man. Ki lo yugu chara. The verse says, no evil could stay with God. So if one yearns for that connection, that yearning slowly heals the internal potential for destruction. Umetaher midotav, that yearning helps a person purify their traits. Upotech ofakim rechavim lirot tabroi betoch kol habriya. And it opens one's horizons to see his creator within the creation. Umotzi min hatzimtzum sheshakua betoch atzmo. And it helps a person get out of that limited scope where one is only thinking about oneself. We think we're thinking about desires, but we're not. We're really thinking about ourselves. And so the closer and the more one is willing to grow and connect, the more one opens one's horizons and one can see beyond oneself. There's a world, there's what to accomplish, there's so much to do. We can see a broader picture. So that's step one. What he was discussing is that tshuva also works through a background. The background is the arousal of that spark from within, that yearning for connection with Hashem. And the more one develops that yearning, the more one can grow in the three tools we had learned earlier, being productive and not destructive, perfecting one's midot, and having a broader horizon so that one advances in one's tshuva.